KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Max McLean joins us from Fellowship for Performing Arts. Max, welcome back on to ABQ Connect.
Well, thank you.
Our audience may remember not long ago, another member from Fellowship for Performing Arts joined us, Adrian, who heads up the development at FPA. Very much enjoyed our conversation and her testimony. I would encourage our listeners to go back to the archives at abqconnect.online to hear more about that. And as we walk through this, Max, you're more than welcome to share any of that you'd like. But hey, for those who may have missed you before and may have missed our conversation with Adrian, for those not familiar with Fellowship for Performing Arts, you know, they just met you on the elevator. You got a minute to tell them about what it is that you do. What would you tell them?
Sure. Well, we're a theatrical and film production company based out of New York that tells stories, good stories from a Christian worldview, meant to engage a broad audience, religiously and intellectually diverse audience. And the show that we're touring right now is C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters, and that's going to be coming to Albuquerque, I think, the University of New Mexico, April 19th.
Yeah, it'll be in Popejoy Hall, a great venue. I think I was telling Adrian, Popejoy, this was probably a couple decades ago, but I went through some renovation in order to fit Phantom years ago. But they put some great productions in there, and The Screwtape Letters is no exception. Some of our audience may have made it up to Santa Fe to the Lensic Theater to see The Screwtape Letters performed by the Fellowship for Performing Arts a few years ago. But mark it on your calendar for April 19th, Popejoy Hall at UNM. And before I forget, a reminder that there is, first of all, you're going to get exactly what you... you're getting a great show for the price of the ticket, but there are group rates available. And I love this, Max, the effort to get the young people there. There's a special pricing for under 30 years old as well. I could probably answer it, but I'd love to hear from you. Out of curiosity, why the urgency to get young people to the theater, and maybe more specifically to see The Screwtape Letters?
Well, sure. The theater is an acquired taste. Usually people that are a little bit older tend to make it more of a priority. So what we want to do is encourage young people to experience live theater, because obviously they know films. And the distinction between live theater, the action is right there. And so we want to encourage young people. So we have this 30 under 30 rate, but we also, this is not one of them. This is we're hiring the Popejoy Hall, but we also do, full-fledged campus events where the focus is not the general public, but, the university audience. In fact, I know this is recorded, but as, next week, we're going to be, we have two shows at the University of Kentucky, and those are specifically for the studio audiences. And we build relationship with all the campus ministries. So we have kind of this campus-wide event primarily for the students. And of course, we want to introduce them to The Screwtape Letters, the iconic classic work by C.S. Lewis that reveals spiritual warfare from the devil's point of view, and it's an extraordinary insight into how the devil works in our lives.
Yeah, we would encourage anyone considering going. Obviously, it's people make a date night out of it, but make it a double date or a group night. We want to get as many people as we can to see not only the quality of the content, Max, but the message that's delivered. And it's something I know that's very important to you and the rest of the team at Fellowship for Performing Arts. Let's talk a little bit about the author of the original book, The Screwtape Letters, and C.S. Lewis. Hopefully, you know, much of our audience familiar with C.S. Lewis, but you know, not only a little bit about the author, but you know, how carefully Fellowship for Performing Arts, along with the Lewis family, handle the content.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this, we wanted to make a faithful adaptation of the book, and if you get the audio book of the Screwtape Letters, it takes about 6 hours to go through it. Obviously, we know audiences don't want to stay that long, so we had to make some adjustments, of course. But in the course of telling the story, we do capture the arc of what the story is. It's a predator-prey story, where Screwtape is this predator in hell, and he has his eye on this unsuspecting human on Earth, the prey. And in the book, he calls him the patient. You and I think of a patient as someone in need of healing. In Screwtape's vernacular, a patient is someone in need of corruption, of damnation. And so we follow how all the efforts that Screwtape has to ruin this man. And it's a wake up call to the audience that's watching it. It's called The Screwtape Letters because it is correspondence from hell to earth. A senior tempter in hell, Screwtape, instructing a novice tempter on earth, Wormwood, on the art of tempting an unsuspecting human on earth. And there's 31 letters in the book. Our play covers 24, touches on 24 of the 31 letters, but we tell the arc of the story and the kind of advice and strategies and tactics and initiatives, because Screwtape is super serious about making sure that this man is reeled into hell.
So, Max, you know, this isn't the only production, obviously, that Fellowship for Performing Arts has done over the years. How do you go about choosing what it is FPA will invest in?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. You know, we started with the Screwtape Letters back 20 years ago, and it was somebody that's seen some of our other work. You know, we've been doing this work for a long time in terms of presenting theater from a Christian perspective. And someone suggested that we tackle the Screwtape Letters. So I said, well, if we get the rights from the C.S. Lewis estate, we certainly would have a go of it, and we did get the rights, and we started working on it, and we, you know, we're a New York based company, so our first production was in New York City, and it ran in New York for almost 10 months. It was a very popular show. Tens of thousands of people came to see it because it's an iconic story that people know, whether they're believers or not. And there's something about the way Lewis captured the personality and the strategies of the satanic realm that was so convicting to people. And so it had tremendous run in New York. Then it ran in London, sold out for 6 weeks in London. And then we've had like 5 national tours. Now, I will say this, you know, you mentioned being up at the Lensic in Santa Fe. Normally, when we come to New Mexico, we do usually go up to Santa Fe, and it's normally in the summer. So I think this is actually our very first time that one of our shows will be in Albuquerque. So we're very excited about introducing the work to Albuquerque. That's a little bit of the background of the Screwtape Letters.
And again, that's April 19th at Pope Joy Hall on the campus at the University of New Mexico. And a fantastic venue for those, who've not been onto the campus to enjoy that. I do want to touch a little bit, you know, I mentioned our conversation with Adrian, and you know, she shares, how going to see The Screwtape Letters had quite an impact on her life. You're welcome to share as little or as much about that as you'd like. And I hope it isn't bushwhacking you to ask, you know, do other similar stories come to mind that are similar to Adrian's?
Well, we, you know, Adrian was very articulate in terms of telling her story. She's a writer, you know, by trade. So she has this wonderful way of telling her story. But, you know, she was a, she describes herself as a suicidal atheist, very smart, a Jewish background, left Judaism, had, you know, a time of searching, I suppose. And one of her friends invited her to see our play, and she had no idea what it was about. And the story of how the devil was working on this patient reminded her what was going on in her life. So it was an incredible wake up call to what was causing her to be in such dark depression. There's a line in the play, so the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without milestones or signposts. And so that really, and she would say that if somebody talked to her about Jesus, you know, she would have dismissed it immediately. But because it came through the back door of the arts, and it was very compelling, was smart, it was really well produced, it grabbed her attention, and it convicted her, and it became the beginning of her coming to Jesus. Because as a result, you know, she started listening to Christian material, listening to Christian radio, getting Christian books, reading other Lewis books like Mere Christianity, and it was a tremendous testimony to the power of Lewis's ministry.
Yeah, I have to imagine, Max, just from the visits that we've had, the couple, and seeing the work of FPA, the primary goal is to bring glory to God and His message of the gospel, while though sharing a passion that you and others have for the fine arts and stage presentations. What is your hope after people are able to experience this performance?
Right. Well, just to clarify that point, you know, I'm also an adult convert to Christianity. I was an actor before I was a Christian. And so when the Lord saved me, He put into my heart, you know, a way to how do you integrate your faith in your work? And I think we all want to do that, right? You know, whether you're, in broadcast radio or in almost any endeavor, there's the Lord gives us opportunities to integrate, you know, our work with our
amen.
Faith.
Yeah, amen.
So that's been a driving force. In the work. So in terms of what we what the audiences will expect, you know, it is a theatrical production. It's had a long life, a very successful life in New York and London, national tours, and so we obviously want people to be entertained, to have a good time. It's theater, you know, sit back, you know, enjoy material that, you know, it's not an easy book to read. So one of the great things about theater is we really bring it up into a way that people can really get it immediately. And so it's obviously going to encourage them to go back and read the book more closely. But we give you the big picture in an enjoyable setting. So we want it to be entertaining. We also, because of the subject matter, the seriousness of the subject matter, you know, put on the full armor of God to take your stand against the devil's schemes. We certainly want it to be convicting, and in some cases, like in Adrian's case, we want it to be life-changing.
Yeah, well, it is the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment, we know. And what an honor to see that He, the Spirit, would use a work like that to reach someone like Adrian and others, surely over the years. The other thing I wanted to make sure the audience knew, especially if you're considering bringing maybe an unchurched guest with you, talk a little bit, Max, if you can, about the post-show Q&A.
Yeah, well, that's probably one of the uniquenesses of FPA is we usually have almost every show, we have a talkback session so that the audience can have an opportunity to ask questions. It's not, you know, one of the things we want to be clear about, you know, it's not an opportunity for an altar call or that sort of thing, because, you know, we're not a church. We think it's very, very important that you have Christian content in places that would be considered unusual, like third spaces, so that because the message of the gospel sounds different if you're hearing it within the confines of a worship service or a church service, as opposed to a public performing arts center, where that sort of thing is obviously not done and oftentimes is ridiculed. So it's really important. Space matters, context matters, and so that's a really important part of the work that we do. So when you have an opportunity to have a conversation about the show in that context, and you're opening up to the public to say whatever they want, there's nothing preset about that. It has a very, very strong impact on the audiences there.
Well, let me testify a little, if I may, Max. I did go to the Lensic to see the performance. I was raised going to the theater, and I don't go often enough. Every time I go, I'm reminded how much I enjoy it and how much more often I should be there. So I would encourage those who haven't seen, if you've seen it, make plans April 19th to be at Pope Joy Hall. But go to fpatheater.com, and actually you can spell theater either way, and it'll get you there. fpatheater.com. You'll find information about, actually at the top of the page, on the top right, it says shows and tickets. You'll find Albuquerque there to be able to get all of those details. And I will tell you, Max, I probably told you before, but I'll say it again. Shortly after our first conversation, I went out of my way to find the most reluctant convert on streaming, and currently actually streaming on Prime Video, and have shared that on social media, encouraging others to find it. But I would encourage our listeners to go find that. And there's other work that can be found from the Fellowship for Performing Arts. What other works would you encourage people to look for?
Well, the Most Reluctant Convert certainly is a film that we made. It's about Lewis's journey from a hard-boiled atheist to, as he calls himself, the most reluctant convert in all England. So it is his own personal testimony of how he came to Christ, and it's based on his memoir. So it's very closely follows his memoirs, and it does very, very well. It's free on Prime. If you have Prime membership, you can watch it for free. We also have another video. This one is a video of our stage production called Further Up, Further In, which is our newest production as well. And of course, people know me, my voice, because I've done the Listener's Bible for many, many years, the audio Bible of the NIV, the ESV, and the King James that people get on many of the Bible apps.
Well, Max, always appreciate your time to visit with the KLYT listener and to get up to speed on what's happening at Fellowship for Performing Arts. I don't want to cut you off. Is there anything else you want to make sure to share with the listener?
Well, there is a simpler website that you can go to, or a URL. It's screwtapeonstage.com.
There you go.
Screwtapeonstage.com. That's gets you all the same information as the other websites you mentioned.
All right. Well, again, Max, thanks to you and the entire team. And we look forward to having you in Albuquerque. My friend, I will remind you, at altitude, drink lots of water and prepare for a little less oxygen. Appreciate you and look forward to having the team here in April 19th, Pope Joy Hall. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.